Bill Gates thinks anything he disagrees with is misinformation that should be policed by AI. By Lucas Nolan on December 24, 2025. Billionaire tech tycoon Bill Gates has expressed concern about the impact of misinformation on future generations, claiming that AI should be used to police ideas he disagrees with online. The creepy Microsoft founder has a long history of taking radical positions on issues including climate alarmism that he'd like to stifle dissent against. Fortune reports that in a recent interview, Bill Gates discussed what he sees as the growing problem of misinformation and its potential to negatively affect the lives of his children and future generations. Gates, who reinvented himself as a creepy advocate for climate alarmism and other leftist causes, noted that the spread of false information online has become a significant concern for him and his family. The billionaire's comments came in light of a recent incident involving his daughter, Phoebe Gates, who claimed she was subjected to online harassment. This experience led Gates to reflect on the broader implications of misinformation and its ability to cause harm to individuals and society as a whole. "Seeing my daughter targeted by false claims and harassment online was a wake-up call," Gates said. "It made me realize that the problem of misinformation is not just about the present, but it's also about the future we're leaving for our children." Gates argues that the spread of what he considers to be misinformation can have far-reaching consequences, from undermining public trust in institutions to hindering progress on critical issues such as public health and climate change. He noted that the proliferation of false information online has the potential to erode the foundations of democracy and create a more polarized and divided society. "Misinformation is a complex problem that requires a multifaceted approach," Gates explained. "We need to invest in media literacy programs, support fact-checking organizations, and encourage responsible behavior from social media platforms. But we also need to foster a culture of critical thinking and healthy skepticism, so that people are better equipped to distinguish between credible information and false claims." The billionaire philanthropist also highlighted the role that technology can play in combating misinformation. He suggested that artificial intelligence and machine learning could be leveraged to identify and flag potential sources of false information, while also acknowledging the need for human oversight and judgment. "Technology can be a powerful tool in the fight against misinformation, but it's not a silver bullet," Gates cautioned. "We need to strike a balance between using technology to help us sift through the noise, while also recognizing the importance of human discernment and fact-checking." Gates' concerns about misinformation are shared by many leftist experts and globalist organizations around the world. The World Health Organization, for example, has identified misinformation as a major threat to public health, particularly in the context of the coronavirus pandemic. Similarly, the United Nations has launched initiatives to combat the spread of false information and promote media literacy. "The fight against misinformation is not just about protecting my own children," Gates concluded. "It's about ensuring that all young people have the opportunity to grow up in a world where they can access reliable information, engage in meaningful dialogue, and make informed decisions about their lives and their communities." What isn't clear is if Bill Gates considers his long history of climate alarmism to be misinformation. Breitbart News recently reported that Gates has backtracked on his dire climate warnings. "Gates now thinks scientific innovation will curb any threats, real and perceived, to the planet's climate, and it's instead time for a strategic pivot away from focusing on limiting rising temperatures to fighting poverty and preventing disease." The 70-year-old said in the memo, "The world's primary goal should now work to prevent suffering, particularly for those in the toughest conditions in the world's poorest countries." AP reports, if given a choice between eradicating malaria and a tenth of a degree increase in warming, Gates told reporters, "I'll let the temperature go up 0.1 degree to get rid of malaria. People don't understand the suffering that exists today." Gates has not relented on his leftist and globalist positions. Breitbart News recently reported that he blamed Donald Trump for lots of deaths due to aid cuts. In a recent interview with Politico, Bill Gates claimed that for the first time in 25 years, the number of preventable child deaths is projected to increase. His Gates Foundation projects an increase of 200,000 deaths compared to the previous year. Gates directly linked this troubling trend to the decision by the Trump administration and other wealthy countries to slash foreign aid at the beginning of the year. "There were sudden and massive cuts," You just can't deny that's led to lots of deaths, Gates stated, highlighting the supposed impact of these funding reductions. While the Trump administration disputes this connection, Gates remains determined to work with them to boost funding moving forward. He mentioned having productive conversations with President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio to address this issue. Read more at Fortune here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.